Morning, Mike. How are you?
Yeah, good, Michael. How are you?
Looking forward to heading up north to watch your girl in action this weekend.
Yeah, no, it'll be great to see her again. I've been 2.5 weeks since I've seen her, really. Look, I've seen a lot of videos of her and photos, etc., but that's about as much as I could do. So, but we'd sort of get blood sent back to us and that sort of thing. So, well, I think most trainers are used to having this happen now and again, so we've done our best and it's been working so far.
Over the last 18 months, how have you been able to cope with remote training, so to speak, and the reliance that you must have on some really smart and, I suppose, intelligent staff that have been able to help you?
Yeah, look, everyone's got their key staff around them, and we've got some very good ones. Lily has been doing our travelling for about the last 2.5 years now, so, and with a lot of success too, so it's worked out really well. And I'm lucky that she was sort of in Sydney with her when she won the All A's as well, so that's certainly a big help.
She's got such a fond, I suppose, connection with Tofane. I've seen some great stuff on social media, and she gets quite emotional with Tofane as well. So she obviously played a big part in her career and winning the Group 1 last start.
Yeah, definitely. You know, she's been certainly the big part of the team. She rides her in a lot of her work when she's away. Not so much here, but certainly when she's been travelling, she rides her work and does everything with her. And I think when you're away with a one-on-one situation or a small team like that, you do get closer to them without any doubt. And, you know, we get to take them out for pics for the afternoon and spend a bit of that sort of time with them, whereas we don't with all of them here. But certainly, she does a great job while she's away. I think one of the things, the chiropractor that looked at her, he rang me out of the blue and just said, look, I'd like to let you know that your horse is absolutely magnificent. She's doing a great job, that girl. So she's been well accepted that she knows the job she's done, and certainly she puts her heart into it, and it's evident when you see the what I was seeing there on social media.
Well, it was a masterstroke by the connections and yourself to keep her racing, getting that elusive Group 1 once again in the Stradbroke. It's a different type of race, the Tats Tiara. On paper, you'd say, well, it's an easier event for her to win, but she's got to carry the 57. She's drawn a little awkwardly. How do you see the race on Saturday?
Yeah, well, a small race weight parade. So she's won at weight parade before. She's 16-1. She's quite a big mare, so pretty sure she'll cope with the weight. But again, look, it's probably one of the better ones on paper we've seen. It's certainly a strong race. So I think there's, you've got to take Chip Tiano, and he just got beaten narrowly in all those stakes, which we won the year before that. That's pretty strong form. And then you've got the 1,000 Guineas winner, you've got Brooklyn Hustler, who's in great form and always looked like a Group 1 horse. So it's not typical of a Group 1 race. But it does look a stronger version than normal.
What happens to her after Saturday now, Mike?
She'll go for a break, Michael, and then we'll contemplate on what where we're going to head her in the spring. My first thoughts are that we'll probably head to where my name being the mayor's weight for age mile here. Either that or we'll run now the other race gone to 2 million. The Cantala, we'll give that a bit of consideration, but I think we'd like to see her up to a mile. That's my first thoughts in the spring. And if she happens to run on that, to stop us from backing up on a McKinnon or something like that at a mile and a quarter. But we've got a bit to think about. It'll depend on how she relaxes during the running on Saturday. She could fire herself up a little bit going forward in the Stradbroke. So it's just a matter of with another run under her belt, because it was only a third run that prep, whether she's just a bit more relaxed again.
Would you like to ride her conservatively from that gate and try and get some cover?
Look, I haven't really done the form up yet. She has got speed, and it's just a matter of where they're all going to slot in as to how we're going to ride her. But she's one that you can ride either way. Depends on how much speed's on the race, etc. We just thought the ones to beat were going to be in front of us slightly in the Stradbroke, and we elected that with the speed on that we'd go forward and give her a chance to, we thought they'd go quick enough to stop her from over-racing. And they did go pretty hard early, and so we did the right thing by slotting the way we did. But she just did over-race that tick. me, but I thought going at that speed, she just may have relaxed a little bit better, even going forward slightly. But well, I haven't really had a good look at the form. But once we study it up a little bit, we'll get a bit more of a line on what we think we should be doing.
Outside of Tefane, have your other spring contenders re-entered the stable? Is Actow back this spring? Who are you really looking forward to this?
Yeah, Actow, he had a bit of a tendon problem, but he's back and he's already had a jump out. He has another one here tomorrow. And then he'll probably have a third one before he runs. He's had a long break. Because really, it's a waste with him running any shorter than a mile and stuff, so we've got to have him caught up to do that. He's the furthest forward. We've got English King back in. He's back in. We've got Poland about to start, and then we've got Buffalo River. He's started already as well. So they are the main ones. That was Tefane, and then we've got a bunch of two rising 3-year-olds. A few we like that we haven't raced yet. But I keep reminding myself that Brazilian Pulse was unraced too, so you can do it. but it's few and far between. I realise that, but we just haven't been able to get into the races for different reasons. But there's a few here we like, so. Here we go.
Who do you think's your most promising that we haven't seen yet?
Hard to say at this stage. We've got some really nice fillies, so we'll just see how we go. But they've got a lot to do yet. So it's a little bit hard to really work it out.
On Saturday at Caulfield, we get to see a Kiwi having his first start over here for you. It used to be trained by Sean Ritchie, and look, it's got good form over there in some of the top staying contests. How do you think the good fight is, and how has he settled into his Australian surrounds?
Yeah, he's settling well. Look, we're well aware he's come off a bit of a campaign, and he's done a bit of travelling. But he, look, I saw him win the Rotorua Cup, and he won it very, very easily and quite impressively. But yeah, that's a different class. And he does look as if we do get rain, he does handle the rain. Probably that's going to be his chance, but. We're giving him this run and then into that, it's the Flemington Cup, which is about a fortnight away, so that's going to be his main aim. But look, he's travelled down well from Sydney where Sean had him, and he came off a bit of a flat run there. But look, he seems good enough. We've kept him, without having to do a lot. His fitness levels have been pretty good, so be interested to see how he does go.
Will you run Chicago Cup in the last from 17?
It's going to depend on the weather, to be quite honest. If we do get a lot of rain, he won't. He'll come out again. He wants really good. He sort of gets by up to about a 5 or 6, and then he struggles. So it'd have to be around a 5 before we'd run, I would think. And I think he's going well again, but it's just a matter of getting the right track now.
Got a wet deck today at Maui. I think it's actually in the soft range with the fine weather today. So Seattle Dancer, Old Time Rock, who's your best chance today?
Yeah, I would think Seattle Dancer because she just probably stepped her up to 14 or a bit further. So 13, I think, was last time. And just found a bit of a struggle off a really hot speed outside the leader. The leader stopped right out of her last and she did as well, but she hung on in there for a while, but they just went too hard to front. Probably ride it slightly different today, and I thought the run before, she's pretty unlucky. So she can bring that form, and I do think that this triple suit a bit on the last start.
Well, it's a nice push for the RSN listeners out there. Around about $11, Saddle Dancer race 2 at Maui today. Mike, best of luck, especially with Tefane in the Group 1 Tats.
Okay, thank you.